Supreme Court Oral Arguments, Trump Immunity. Today, Supreme Court heard oral arguments if Trump has presidential immunity for his efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss to current President Joe Biden. Okay, they already know he put forward efforts to overthrow the election.
Yeah, and the false electors?
Yeah.
Illegal.
Yes.
And he was staging a coup.
Yes.
Illegal.
So what's the difference? He was the president or after the presidency or while he's in president or while the president was using the bathroom? It doesn't matter.
No, the crimes are crimes.
Yes. For his efforts in overturning his 2020 election loss to current President Joe Biden. That should be enough right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, man. The U.S. Courts of Appeals have already found that Trump does not have presidential immunity. This was February 6th of 2024. But Trump took it all the way to the Supreme Court.
Right.
They already know
He's already committed crimes against the American people.
Yes.
We don't know everything he's done illegal. We will never know everything. He staged a coup.
Yes.
False electors.
Yes.
Illegal
what
documents.
What is going on? Trump argues he is immune because he was president when he took these actions.
I want to step in here. Finally, finally, the Supremes says something that makes absolute sense.
Yes.
A left-wing Supreme, not a Federalist right-wing Uber pub.
Yes.
Of course, she brought up the question, why does it matter whether the crime is committed by a president during a presidency or by a president or ex-president after a presidency?
Exactly.
She brought up to Trump's lawyer that assassinating an opponent is a personal vendetta. Even if he's president at the time, it isn't because he's saving the country. There's terrorists that he has to take down. He has said he wanted to take down his enemies and his opponent, assassinate them, questioning him about why is that not a crime if he's in office, which is what Trump's lawyer is arguing.
Sour.
Yeah, she's arguing it doesn't matter if it's personal or presidential. A crime is a crime. Our Constitution says nothing about presidential immunity for a criminal act, a crime.
The justices raised hypothetical examples of presidential wrongdoing, such as selling nuclear secrets.
No, he'll probably do that.
He talked about the setups. Ordered a coup.
Did that.
Political assassinations like you were speaking of opponents.
Trump wanted to do that.
Or even taking a bribe.
Probably did that.
No, wait a minute. That is all wrong. It doesn't matter if you're the president. It doesn't matter if you're the person at the drive-thru window. It doesn't matter if you're a mechanic. It doesn't matter.
Right. He's already guilty of a coup. He's already guilty
exactly.
of fake electors.
Exactly.
He's already guilty of conspiracy in more than one state. We've got people in Michigan, Georgia, and now Arizona just today have been indicted for crimes.
They were indicted. 11 people were indicted today in Arizona for the fake electors. The ones in Arizona that were indicted?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them are congresspeople or state representatives.
Yes.
They're still holding seats.
Yes.
This is absolutely crazy. The Supreme Court has to listen to this, waste the time. They heard hours of oral arguments today.
I want to say again that our more left-wing, moderate Supreme Court judges arguing there's no such thing in a defense of presidential immunity for a criminal act and throwing it into a presidential act rather than a criminal personal act is not going to save his ass. She also said that he is making this personal with wanting to assassinate his opponents or assassinate anyone or to bring in the National Guard or bring in the military to take over. The Trump lawyer was bringing some ridiculous arguments about Ulysses Grant and what he did after the Civil War. She basically said, the crime's the crime, whether it's personal or presidential.
They already know
He's already committed crimes against the American people.
Yes.
We don't know everything he's done illegal. We will never know everything.
That's right. This is absolutely crazy. The Supreme Court has to listen to this, waste the time. They heard hours of oral arguments today over something that is a crime. Efforts to overturn 2020 election. This is absolutely screwed. We started Screwed to fight corruption in politics and big business. Help the cause and share our content. Let's take him down.
Let's take him down.
Subscribe free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or where you listen. Watch on YouTube at Screwed FM.
Let's stick together. Let's take him down.